Hi, my name is Evan, and I'm 7 years old. My dad wants to tell you a story about me and to help us not to forget is Jesus.
Hi, this is Aiden McKenzie. One Saturday afternoon, I was walking up the stairs, and the sun was shining through the windows, and it felt so good. As I walked upstairs, I could hear Evan singing with the top of his voice, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you high and lifted up." He was sitting in the middle of the floor, surrounded by boxes, and beating a purple guitar that had two strings on it and singing for all he was worth. After about 5 or 6 choruses, he stopped and I asked him what all the boxes represented. He told me they were his instruments and drums. But one particular box, he told me, was his pulpit, where his Bible lay, from which he could preach from. He can't pronounce his R's too good, and so he says, "Preach." Sounds so wonderful. Well, I asked him, I said, "If you're going to preach, can you think of any verses? Because that's pretty handy if you're going to preach." So he thought for a while and then said, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world, he gave his only forgotten son." I thought of giggling, but then I thought, you know, there's a message here. How easy it is in the hustle and the bustle of our days to forget the son. Let's look at some ways to help you and me remind ourselves and not to forget the son. Matthew 1:21 says Jesus came to save you from your sins. Matthew 4:11-27 said that Jesus came to reveal the Father to you. 1 John 3:8 says Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. John 10:10, Jesus came to give you abundant life. 1 Peter 3:18, Jesus came to bring you to God. Galatians 2:20, Jesus came because he loved you. In the midst of the hustle and the bustle of the day, don't forget the Son. For God so loved you, he gave his only unique Son.